Welcome to Fred Friday.
Take one, Mr. 239 always do his thing when it was time for him to come. Everybody didn't think Mr. 2 was gonna come through with one take. Wait a minute, all it takes is one take for me to get up in the strip. Wait a minute, I ain't got to sit back and try to remember this or memorize this. When I flip a sentence, it's always at take 3 when I'm always making moves in the energy. And then take 4, I always bring more. Take 5, everybody be checking this 239 live. Take 6, they know me always up in the mix. Y'all know how I be doing my thing. I make music just like I'm making flicks. Take 7, y'all know what I'm bringing. I keep coming in, let them know I rise up high just like heaven. Take 8, everybody thought I was fake for everything that I create. Take 9, that's my time to shine. I'm the night ending. This is scripture wrote by, directed by Mr. 239. Signature sign for this four records, we got them in time. Take 10, they didn't think I was gonna be able to come back, and a lot of said that I lost, but I win. Every time that I get ready to run in, everybody be like, uh-oh, like 7-11. Take 11, you know how I miss 239 keep measuring out to ways that they didn't think I was gonna be able to measure up to. Check this, take 12. Y'all know me, I always spit flows to make a lot of people feel like they don't piece done well. Take 13, everybody didn't say this. 239 was gonna bring the rhyme thing from a dream to reality. Take 13, they got lost by me. They better understand when it was time for me to represent. Take 14, got them sitting back trying to figure out is take 15 gonna come about. Take 16, everybody be sitting around holding their mouth like I can't believe he just came out. This is directed by Mr. 239, y'all know it's signature design. Porter's Born Records, everybody know I done wrote this script. Take 17, y'all know how I represent and I stay on that scene. Everybody thought that take 18 wasn't gonna keep going through. Now what are they thinking? They panicking more. Y'all know take 19, that's where the time where life used to be for me, that I wanna put a blade or maybe do something to a lot of people that betrayed. Take 20, you know me, I represent simply. Everybody thought that they could get it, try to dimp up on me. Wait a minute, try to pimp up on me. Take 21, I got them stunned. They know how I represent. Take 22, everybody thought that Mr. 239 wouldn't be able to do what he was doing. Take 23, now they see. This is how I represent. Take 24, everybody thought take 25 wasn't gonna come out, but I told them I represent the WIB from soul to mouth. This is directed by Mr. 239 Signature Sign. Word is born records. This is directed by Signature Sign. Keena Prime. Take 27. Everybody didn't think I was gonna be representing. Up in the mix, I'ma take them all the way down through the numbering, accounting. Wait a second. Take 28. Everybody didn't think that Mr. 239 was gonna keep coming great. Take 29. Everybody sit around and be like, man, wait a minute, can he really shine? Take 30. Everybody thought that I wasn't gonna come and be making my move early. Take 31, everybody sit around wondering what was I doing when I bring it from my tongue. Take 32, y'all know how I stay live, always do my thing. A lot of people thought take 32 wasn't gonna lead to 33, now they hear me. Yeah, I'm moving through the air killingly. Everybody sitting around like a lily pad, looking silly, dad. Take 33, wait a minute, I told them what is this is, yo. It's directed by Mr. 239, Keena Brian White, Signature Sign, Porter's Born Records. This is directed by Mr. 239, Porter's Born Records, Signature Sign.
been so fun, and you're right on time. Girl, you're driving me out of my mind.
coleslaw, mashed potatoes, and Kentucky fried chicken. Oh, enjoy!
Colonel Snowman melted, bringing us this delicious piping hot meal with all the fixins. He's okay, right?
Mm-hmm, I'm sure he's fine. Wow, this delicious meal is piping hot. He must have known we were too busy to cook.
Why did it have to be so piping hot? Well, see ya.
In order to play with this record, you must tune your bass to ours.
Look out.
Rock the house, y'all.
You know what I mean.
Come on now, you just gave us a sample. How about the real thing?
All right.
This sequence is repeated several times. Listen to it from a location midway between the loudspeakers.
One, two, three,
bass.
rock the house, y'all.
If you want more, scream it out on the dance floor. The music is loud, the crowd creating a rumble, making club walls crumble. Bumpity bump, jumpity jump, hitting you hard, don't let it catch you off guard. So throw those hands up in the air, wave them like you just don't care. Yeah, drop it.
Dancing, dancing. Mm-hmm. Echoes in my mind.
Save some words. word, drop the seed in the hole to grow. I heard tell of countless battles, people trying to answer what they thought was wrong and right. My mind's eye filled with confusion, fell into the night. Thank you.
sweethearts all around. Beautiful women. All different shades, colors, and ethnics and groups. Uh-huh. Looking so lovely and gorgeous. Always done up. You the reason that the sun come up. Queen, you look gorgeous. Knock me off my feet when you walk in by my office. I step cautious. I don't wanna walk shit. Try to knock you up with none of that dog shit. Peace, queen. My name is Dad Wu. I don't know you, but I always see you coming through. I took time out to tell you that you're beautiful. And could we do a lunch if it sounds suitable? If that's cool, then tomorrow 12:02. Now everything's set for the rendezvous. She gave me a map like my man Rondo. Pretty long hair, her name Rapunzel. She cooked curry shrimp and she loved kung fu. Good with the grind and the mind is strong too. She feeling me back, now what I'm gonna do? I don't wanna tell her that I want you. But you can flaunt me while I flaunt you. Long as everything is real and we stay true. We don't gotta stay together every day, boo. When it's our time, nothing can replace you.
What up, Mario? I know you've been sweating, Mr. 2, the way I always been doing. When I represent the WIP and True, and I represent it with the Woo. Yeah, I woke her up, young Susan's name, the nickname was Sleeping Beauty Team. You got a mute from Mr. 2, and I woke you up quickly from out of your sleep. Yo, compared to see a beautiful queen like this, man, got me sometimes feeling like my mind wanna go into the day. And so I hurry up and tap her on the shoulder and say, by the way, mom, what's your name?
She said her name D.
She said, you can call me D. I said, D, what that mean? She said, I've been known to be delicious. What you mean delicious? Perhaps Mr. 239 is always caught up in the antics of this. Trying to figure out why this mother got me feeling like this. Got me in a zone, like I wanna stop and ask her about her algebra, what she on. And she's passing to me as I pass it off to her. Say, yo, you can catch me at the WIBS company. She said, what does that mean? I said, word is born, record studios. That's where I always stand and where I be. She was like, oh, well, I'ma check you out and see what it's about. I said, ma, is that really what you're thinking about from out the top of your mouth? Or is you just speaking something from the top of your head just to keep me quiet and just to get me out of your face quick? She said, nah, it ain't like that. I said, well, man, the only reason I'm feeling like this, man, is because my ex-wife left me and I'm practicing chastity.
Hey, man, what you got in them blank
packages?
Nothing, you know. I'm just smuggling, smuggling. That's what I'm smuggling, smuggling. That's what I'm smuggling, smuggling. That's what I be smuggling, smuggling. That's what I be smuggling. Mr. 239 then got everybody out and they a little bit feeling the eruption. Or better yet, feeling what I'm prescribing. Put myself inside of the instrument. Move around, what am I doing? I'm smuggling. Going ways where people didn't think I would be able to go. I'm smuggling, I'm smuggling, I'm smuggling. Black blank pages. I'm smuggling blank packages. I'm smuggling, smuggling, blank packages. I'm smuggling, smuggling, blank packages. Yeah, I'm smuggling, smuggling, blank packages. 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 Yeah.
Oh, what you mean, blank packages?
It seemed like I have to put myself from inside of the bag and put myself in the business, just like I'm using a weapon. Put myself inside of the business. They say that a drug could spoil your brains or kill your brain cells. Well, picture Mr. 239, the microphone of Noma's, going up inside of the atmosphere and everybody feeling what I'm giving them. Go up inside of them, lift them up like it's some kind of helium. Why everybody thought that they could stop everything that I've been doing, man, what
is Mr. 239 doing? Yo, I'm moving through blank packages, make everybody be wondering where the facts is at. Yo, it's like, I'm just like one of the greatest dudes, and I ain't gotta be hustling. Just to let y'all know how I be hustling, I be smuggling blank packages. Everything that I'm bringing, most of these dudes out here be trying to figure out. They feeling the interruption. Yo, check it. Nowadays, people wanna start acting like they wanna be ratting. Pull out the paper, asking questions. Be like, man, what is that inside of that blank package?
Yeah, what's inside of that blank package?
Yo, it ain't nothing, it's just myself, I'm bringing it all out. I had to use myself for a business, put myself in, and I became a weapon. I can't help it that I got too many people coming at me sideways, making me want to start spit out my rhymes my way. Make them all duck real quick and run and hide away. Yeah, Mr. 239 moving through, yeah, it's a new dude moving through. Most of these dudes thought I was smuggling. Yo, forget it, I told them I was smuggling, I'm a mob business. I put myself inside of this, it's blank packages, that's what I'm smuggling, blank packages, that's what I'm smuggling, blank packages, that's what I'm smuggling, blank packages, packages, blank packages, that's what I'm smuggling, blank packages, what I'm smuggling, blank packages, what I'm smuggling, blank packages, what I'm smuggling. If it's blank, how's you smuggling? Yo, check it. I guess my whole side effect and when I'm inside of the instrument get a lot of dudes' brains boiling quick. Some of them start hallucinating like they done touched LSD. Yeah, Mr. 239 represent. Yo, inside of the beat, I make dudes start hallucinating after they hear me. Like, yo, man, hey, was he saying something to me? Nah, man, dude, you going and you panicking quickly. That's what I do inside of the instrument beat. While most of these dudes be trying to stop me. Yo, welcome to the World is Born Record Studios. Yeah, y'all in the theater and I'm just like that dude Dickens. I'm talking about Charles Dickens. Yo, check it, Mr. 239 start rhyming. It's like a big broadcasting. Better yet, like a big box office. Call me a theater rhymer. When it's time for me to represent, this is Cinema Word is Born Record Studio. Yo, bringing it back for me all out there. Let y'all know what I be smuggling. Smuggling movies, DVDs. Put myself inside of the instrument beat. Everybody be wondering what I got inside of that blank package on the street.
Hey man,
I told him it was just myself. Everything about me, you know what I mean?
Man, you know what? Don't tell me that, man. Don't tell me.
You know what? They wasn't
going
to ever understand it anyway. They wasn't going to understand it. They ain't understand nothing. You know what? It's like talking to a ball.
Microphone again, putting all whack raps and phony rappers to sleep again like melatonin. Why y'all know how the 239 be representing, coming through with the flow to make you wanna go up and throw up and blow up your hands. Something about pump your fists in the air. Everybody know about how the sound go around here. Keep representing, keeping the beat going on while everybody be trying to figure out what was that situation happening. I like to buy a vowel for everybody that's been hating on what everything Word is Born Record Studio been doing, producing, making moves in. Don't worry about it, man, I still rock that WIB bandana on my right hand. Yeah, I like to buy a vowel for most of them dudes out there didn't understand about Mr. 239. 239, how he always kept bringing his own style. While a lot of people getting gone and getting bumped out. Know how to do 239, be representing, yeah. He always be representing with flows and keep balling, y'all. Knows and everything sticking out, yeah. People be wondering about why I be representing. Say I'm gonna keep buying vows. I'ma buy a vow for dudes out there wanna act like they wanna stop everything that I done bring in and applied. I'ma buy a vow for everything that everybody didn't say that I was gonna bring up. Y'all know what time it is, why fake rappers continue to change up.
Yeah, man. Hey, yo, turn me up a little bit, son. I don't even hear nothing right now. Hey, yo, turn me up a little bit, man. Hey, yo, man, these just need to hear me, man. Word up. These just need to hear me right now, man. Get money, get money, get money, get money, get money. 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 All black by Chevy. Two in the front, two in the black mask in the back. On the right side of my ass, looking for the ass. Cause we about to spray the ass. I ain't got the spray paint, I'm talking lead paint. Taking lead grand paint, leave a leaking like holes in the water bed. Leave them dead, let them catch the bullets and the shell. Blood smoke looking like a fog. We ain't gon' stop till they body look pushing like lasagna. Call me your honor, you just got convicted. Death was the penalty, fresh to pieces. Every time I spit, chop the pieces. Phone so legendary, guess what? Put the paper down, yeah, I'm so deadly. Cause I want my mother money and I ain't talking funny. I gotta show my mother image to these niggas.
Get money, get money, get money, get money, get money.
And I stay blown, and I stay gone. I got tears up and waiting. I'm all about the cream.
Mr. 239 and AM Fleet. Yeah.
You know, they call this a forbidden tongue, you know what I mean?
Yo, back in the day, 2007, they identified me as a forbidden tongue, so I'm speaking forbidden language. Most of you dudes out there, you get hate quick, thinking you can stop everything that Mr. 39 done painted quick. That's the reason why I brought this back in the mix, Kino versus Picasso, because I depict this paint them type of stories and things that people wouldn't know. And do I get great to spunk or speak it out loud? But most of you dudes out there think y'all can stop everything I've been creeping about, spitting about, make everybody feel like I done changed the page in the comic book. And now you're realizing who's the ones that came out. Yo, I got the clipboard in my hand. Yo, this is called a major comic book attack. That means that I won the great comic book of the year in 2012. So y'all know how Mr. 39 do, coming in blowing you and your crew in the tooth, thinking everybody can stop everything that I've been representing in Metro 2. I represent 704. Yeah, this is a comic book attack. For most of you dudes out there thinking y'all can stop everything I've been doing, take a second, stand back. Yo, because back in the past, Mr. 239 been known to come with flows and make everybody feel like they flash. Thought that they could stop everything that I packed, made them all feel like they got bust open with this craft. I've been masked for a long time, while most of you dudes be trying to act like actors, thinking y'all can stop everything that Mr. 239 brings off the top of my mind, breaking them down, making you feel like I'm shaking your crown, shaking the ground, make everybody fall back, thinking they can stop everything I've been doing. Menacing new militant dudes coming through the game. Yo, I put my condition inside the instrument and make it start screaming and start panicking and have a panic disorder as I be representing, making y'all feel like y'all getting smashed out. None of y'all can stop everything that I've been about. Yo, check it, I'm just like that dude Bob Ross. I be painting them pictures with the oil type of sound. Yo, I'm oiled out now with my flow. That means that I paint the picture. When I first started off, it looked like really it ain't gonna be much, but by the time I finish, you'll see the signature. Yeah, as I came in, y'all know I'll be representing 239. Always be leaving all you people feeling like you wanna keep searching and seeing how I keep on making. I keep making instruments or making sounds or making tracks just like I'm some kind of artist. Meaning that I won't ever end with my pictures the way I started. Making everybody feel like you're getting departed. So that y'all can stop everything I've been doing. This is Kino versus Picasso 2020. Coming at you 2020 vicious. Now most of you dudes realize what I'm hitting in the side of the instrument. Keeping the whole city and everybody jumping and busy. Yo, that's the reason why I got everybody feeling and wondering now. How did my comic book attack them easy? Yeah, that's how I did. Yeah, I be speaking that language that makes people feel like, yeah, it was forbidden. So that means that it's somewhere in the throat somewhere. Cause still quick, making all y'all feel like y'all can never reveal everything I had. As I bring it on, I represent North Carolina, so check me out as I rush the game like a target. Thank you.
reality slaps you in the face and knocks you on the behind. Wham! Today we are here with Mr. 239, and I got a question for him. I want to ask him, and he's going to give the answer to the whole audience, haters and doubters and all that. So how does it feel to be successful? Basically, feels great. And I like to thank God for me being able to breathe, being able to do this the way that I can keep doing it with the energy. And that's for all the haters, the Dallas, and the jealousy, all of them. All there was a push for me to have a celebration.
All my people to the right and the left, put your hands up. All my people to the front and the back, put your hands up. All my people to the right, to the left, put your hands up. All my people to the front and the back, put your hands up. All my people to the right and the left, put your hands up. All my people to the front and the back, put your hands up. Because Tina is off, yeah. I'm the one that's representing with Word is Born Record. So everybody just sitting down on your chair and not familiar with what's going on right here. Yo, this is a celebration. We're being able to live to see again, breathe again, eat again, walk again, sleep again, wake up in the morning and we be stretching. So we still breathing and yawning. So everybody got a reason to be celebrating. Because it's a special occasion. Every day you being able to breathe it. Even though people try to stop you from making it. Even though they try to do things that make you feel like you can't take it. Sometimes we just sit back and wonder about what was really going on back then. Was it just the things that was going on? When somebody see you going high, they wanna try to pull you down. But you know you got to let them know how it goes when you come around to do your thing. Even though people didn't think that I would pursue my dream, now everybody knew how I did. When I did it from NC to SC, all the way across the galaxy, everybody know what it's gonna be when you see WB and Mr. M4.239. Come up, everybody, put your hands up, cause this is a what?
It's a celebration.
They be like, oh man, they was really true about what they said they was gonna do. They was really gonna be on point what they said they was gonna do. And that dude by the name Mr. 2, he was doing what everybody said that he couldn't do. Yeah, y'all know how he did. He just kept making his move. Even though people said that he was just gonna be a fool. They played me like a joker, like I was the one that made a move like a monster. But really, that's what it really was. But now I stay around the elders, while these niggas be sitting around hating, wondering. I tell them how you got to do. Just sit back, be patient. And you know what time it is, y'all keep on thinking. Everybody thought that they could erase this. Nah, ain't no way to erase this. Because, yo, I keep moving like the instruments in the background. Y'all know how it is when I crack the ground. Everybody didn't think I was gonna bring that hip-hop back around, but now they know it's hello.
Yo, get out of the way now, right now. Yeah, I'm certified, baby.
Hey man, I'm certified,
baby. Come on, quit playing with him. I'm certified, baby. Quit playing with him, boy. I'm certified, baby. Hold on. Hold on, wait a minute. A lot of people thought that I was gonna sit around and play a lot of games. Wait a minute, just because my name was Keena Brian. Everybody used to call me the brain, not like Pinky. But if y'all MCs out there don't know when it was time for me to represent, everybody be understand what I'm getting ready to do in reality. In the industry, I told them what I get down to do. Handle my business, inside of my head, cackle like economic lettuce quick. While y'all sit around, don't know I'm certified for what I did, what I done, what I done lived. My sins are on myself, and all y'all got a problem with the way I bring what I'm from. I'm certified. I am certified. I'll be able to do Murph 79 is representing with Mr. Sue. And yeah, Murph 79 got a greasy barrel too. Talk about Murph 79, hip hop and R&B on Block Talk. So many disc jockeys try to use and take my talk. Said they was gonna stop me, but I'ma hit them with the wham quickly. I'm certified. Don't know when it's time for Josh Soul to come live. I'm gonna do what everybody didn't think I was gonna move. It's Josh Soul, Mr. 2 and Merc 79, and we are so certified. We so certified. However he do it when he provide. All y'all out there thought that I could stop. When I represent it, I stay live. Even at my deadest time, I keep being live. Cause my mind sometimes leave my body, sometimes my soul leave my body. But y'all know out of body, inside of peace easy. I'm signing. I used to move from 8 to 10, but Mr. 239 moved from night to shine. They know I ain't faking. Turn a fine, let y'all know how we do it, like
didn't think that he was gonna be like a threat to y'all mind. Yeah, Mr. 239 being a threat ever since my time. Everybody thought that they could stop everything that I came in and made them fall down. Every time I brought my raw sound, yo, all around town. When I used to be around town, I'm talking about sometimes in front of restaurants, in front of jam-packed records, in front of Main Street Monroe. Or it didn't matter where I was at, because people kept seeing and seeing how I represent and I present. Every time I made my flow, came in, everybody started going along, following along in. Everybody seen how my status came in. It kept moving in while everybody thought I was playing. Not me, I told them back in 2004 that I wasn't playing. Everything I've been doing, so everybody know when it was time for me to represent. Everybody be like, yo, hey, he done it. Hitting them, spitting them real close. Hey, yo, he done it. Yo, hey, he who's done it? Who's spitting them deadly flows? Hey, he done it. Who's spitting that type of versatile flow? He done it. He done it. Hey, he done it. Yeah, Mr. 239 been knowing how to run it. Why most people thought that they could stop me when I kept coming with my flow, it be running. Acting forth on and on, just like I'm taking the exercise sickness. Make them all feel like, yeah, y'all know how I be representing. Been known to pound the beat out just like pounding a boxing bag out when I'm getting work in or going out. Why everybody thought that they could stop what we're born thrown out. Now everybody know, yeah, they got going with the style, the tone with the style. Y'all know what I've been doing, yo, this my damn hands cock on top of this now. Keno Bryan been back out. For all y'all out there know what I've been blasting. Make them all feel like they're getting crashed out. Yo, I bet y'all expecting for me to come on this to be a little bit soft on. Y'all were too soft for me in the game. Y'all don't know what I've been doing. So that's what they say. Hey, he done it. Who's spitting them flows? Check it.
Yes, the 239 is gonna take y'all.
Yeah, Mr. 239 been taking them all. Why everybody out here mistaking the fall? Yo, I been known to shake them, make them feel like they got tall. Yo, me? Yo, I break it down to a synonym. Why most dudes thought that they could stop me? Yo, y'all been kidding in this. Yo, I been spitting this ever since the time of I came inside of the instrument. Lyric fit, lyricist, painting pictures for y'all can't see like a zillion film strips. Why everybody wondering how it been directed. 239 he done it, and all y'all out there know what I'm getting ready to give you a little something. Make them all feel back and know what I've been pumping. Yeah, it's Josh Soul with Mr. 239. Yeah, man, y'all dudes should have been watching out for me, man. I'm moving everywhere, you know what I mean? And so every time you hear new movie, every time you hear new track, y'all know what y'all would say. Hey, man, who did that new song right there, man? 239, he done it. Man, shut up, you ever stop saying his name. You know what, y'all got yourself out of here.
The stock market went through the roof today. Hey, man, no one can predict it, so it's hard to know where it's heading.
Yeah, yeah,
man,
yeah.
We interrupt 79. What are you doing right now with those human earphones on your head? Well, dude, you know, I'm just listening to a new Mr. 239's freestyle of the Keith Murray, the rhyme instrumental dude. Big ups to Death Squad and Eric Sermon and EPMD and all those dudes, dude. And that's what I'm listening to right now, dude. Well, you know, as long as it's Mr. 239, well, I don't think there is any problem.
Mr. 239 again.
Yeah. Keep it blasting.
Blastin'.
Know what I'm saying?
Blasting.
Blasting. Blasting.
Blasting.
Blasting.
Blasting.
Blasting.
Blasting.
Blasting.
blast on the last minute suggestion. Mr. 239 been ripping every session. Back in the times when I was in North Carolina then, everybody in the place used to wonder about me. I'm the one with the flow that makes you kill your copy on block, pop you in your head and rip you with the real hip hop. When I represent and make a lot of people feel like I made them feel like Rob Robert made them fly. Down out of the game, I thought that they could stop everything and Mr. 239 just being on the brain. Man, I'ma tell you everything that I see, make everybody wanna go a little insane. Back in the past when Mr. 239 was representing, keep the track crossing and bouncing. While a lot of people didn't know how we represent, man, I done hit it in this world, girl, I'm feeling the quick. When I represent on the track, you know what I'm about, cause like I said, I'm from Monroe, NC, yeah. Y'all know how I keep it. I keep it Monroe, NC with my flow that I be putting to your head quick and make it head pop. I keep it Monroe, NC with the flow that I be ripping from the top of my head, make your head pop. Make a lot of people drop down in the ground. Now they be trying to figure out, yeah, Mr. 239, he a little around, ripping that same sound. Man, this is what I've been feeling when I've been feeling, how I've been feeling when I be up in my room and see. When I used to be places and I be around, spitting freestyles up in the atmosphere. Didn't care how many people got ready to hear me. Why a lot of people thought that they could stop everything that Mr. 239 was representing. Man, I done been on stages, sharing stages with jealousy. That night with Uptown Records was in my room and see. Out there in camp. In back of that yard, Mr. 239 spitting by the room. Got so hyped and wild and jacked that the cops came and shut down the party. Cause like I said, cause I be representing and can you feel me vibing? Can you feel me vibing? I keep it Monroe MC with my flow that be popping off the top of my dome. I keep it Monroe MC with my flow that be popping off the top of my dome when I flow. Yo, I be representing. Why a lot of people didn't understand that I was gonna keep on representing. Man, I've been doing all types of appearances, so that means they just mad because one day they don't want me to appear at a commissary. Cause they know if I was to go there, a lot of people gonna be like, man, what's happening? We ain't hear too many more MCs hitting people to pound around the crowd around them. Well, Mr. 239, the one that's still blasting, like I said, it's like that with Mr. 239, be representing. Feel me vibing. I keep it Monroe MC with my flow. They be popping off the top of my dome. I keep it Monroe MC with my flow. They be popping off the top of my dome. Check it, Mr. 239 in the track, and I be representing, that's how I feel. So feel me vibing, 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 feel me vibing,
with the mic in my hand,
feel me vibing,
feel me vibing, feel me vibing.
That is how I'm feeling. Feel me vibing. Feel me vibing.
With the mic in my hand.
Feel me vibing.
With the mic in my hand.
Big up to this party. Every sermon. PMD. Keith Murray, Redman, Molly G. The whole, you know, Legion of Doom.
AM Fleet in the building.
Oh, yeah,
baby.
That was really cool, man. It took me out of this world here, dude.
Board. Record studio.
I told you, Martian dude.
Wham! Wham!
Da, 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 da.
Yo, man, Mr. 239, man, what you in, man?
I'm in my AM Fleet stash,
Atomic Mass stance, man.
Word up.
Atomic Mass stance.
Man, what is your AM Fleet stance, yo?
Atomic Mass
Man, you know?
Atomic Mass stance.
Atomic Mass stance, man.
But, yo, is it true, man, you from Monroe, NC?
Yeah, man, you know what I mean? It's been like that from day one,
man.
You know what I mean? But I still stay in my AM Fleet stance, man. You know what I mean? Because I never know when somebody going to try to pull my card, you know what I'm saying? And try to make it look like, you know what I'm saying? Whatever, whatever. You know? It is director of music, so you know.
Yeah.
I'm in my AM Fleet
stance,
man. You know what I'm saying? Straight up. And down.
Atomic.
I'm in my AM Fleet stance, man.
Atomic mass fleet.
I'm in my AM Fleet standards. Word up.
Atomic mass.
Word up, yo.
Fleet stance.
Since y'all asking questions on what am I doing and what do I continue improving in, man, I stay in my AM Fleet standards. While a lot of people thought that they could stop everything that I hand ya. Yo, you know me, I always stand up, rep up for what I always be doing much. While a lot of people thought that they could stop me from pursuing much, they can get their crews and everything ripped up. For Mr. 239, destroy ya, destroy much. Make everybody feel like, yeah, I done deployed the attack. Make a lot of people feel like, yeah, they getting smacked back. Thought that they could stop what I'm doing, I'm in my AM Fleet standard. Ain't no way to stop what I'm doing and I'm landing ya. I'm in my AM Fleet standards. No way to stop what I'm landing much. Man, why most people thinking they could stop me from being in touch? The microphone, I continue to keep it in my clutch with a tight grip. While a lot of people thought that they could stop the way that I might rip, man, light up the candles like I'm lighting up a whole bunch of lights. Make everybody feel the electricity as I spit, get ready to strike. While I grab the microphone, I grab it and put some energy to it, just like I'm putting a whole bunch of energy and things to it. While everybody thought that they could come and stop everything that I've been doing, I'm on my AM Fleet standards. I'm in my AM Fleet standards. That means every time I'm landing ya, you gonna fall down, feel like somebody slammed you much. Rippin' with the flow that a lot of people couldn't clutch, couldn't touch. Make them feel like, yeah, they getting bust. You take a hunch to see the way that Mr. 239 take you out like a lunch break. Like I said on that track back in the day, why a lot of people thought that they could stop everything that I bring and bring it back with the face. Make them feel like, yeah, I done snapped and cracked their brain as I continue to maintain. While all y'all out there thought y'all could stop everything that I've been doing, man, I am the bullets going through your brain, making y'all feel like, yeah, y'all got plans. Yeah, it's me, simple and plain, ripping the game, making everybody feel like they lost it, and I still be repping fame. I'm on my AM Fleet standards. Atomic mass fleet. That's me on my AM Fleet standards, man.
Atomic mass fleet standards.
Oh, so that's what that means, yeah.
Atomic mass fleet standards. Atomic mass fleet standards.
I've been spotted like that. Symbols and them symbols in the currency, I've been spotted. Yo, check it. Mr. 239 spotted inside the cotton fiber. While you dudes trying to figure out who gon' spit lyrics from inside of the paper, making all y'all feel like, yo, I crushed up the wheat field. Yeah, Mr. 239 done packed up and stocked. Yo, I stocked it up. Yo, I got the crops and stuff inside the instrumental. Why most dudes thought that they could stop the way I spit flow. Yeah, Mr. 239 been representing, taking y'all back to places where y'all never been at. Why most people trying to figure out where do I travel. How do I move? Do I move in and out of instrumental? Or do I move inside like the numbers inside of the currency? Paper, yo, cotton fiber. That's the reason that most of these dudes acting like they don't like Mr. 239. I've been spotted like that. Symbol in the currency. Check it, y'all better learn from me. Mr. 239 coming in, putting my work in, man, I ain't ever been late. I'm talking about why most dudes be taking mistakes, making mistakes, forget about it. Mr. 239 is my inside of the business. I told y'all from the beginning of it, why everybody be trying to act like, yo, I ain't bringing the night ending, now y'all feel what I'm sending it. I'm blasting out shots, blasting 37 times, dropping dudes with a 38 specialist type of mind.
blowing them back. Why everybody thought they could stop me throwing out my back. Yo, Mr. 239 gon' be spotted like Adidas on a whole bunch of kicks. Spotted like a whole bunch of Timberland trees on Timberland boots. Do you get it? This is what I'm getting. Yo, I've been spotted just like them digits inside a compass. Check it, Mr. 239, that's all they gon' be seeing and all they gon' be hearing. Yo, check it, can you imagine what I'm getting ready to start speaking? Inside of the instrument, gon' start happening. Yo, I'm spotted just like that triangle up in that pyramid, up inside of the Egypt mode. Why you do thinking y'all can stop the way that Mr. 239 come on and expose? Exposing more than y'all will know about. Yo, I'm spotted just like somebody holding a whole bunch of ammunition and pulling it out. I've been spotted, I'm spotted like somebody see me in a famous now. Yo, Mr. 239 represent. Yo, I ain't got no reason to break out the anchor and out. Why you dudes out there trying to act like Mr. 239 on spit rhymes like gunpowder? My attitude, I've been spotted like them digits on the currency.
Hey, one thing, man, this world got me in a messed up mode, man. telling you, man. All this stuff happening going on, man. I don't know.
That ain't no reason for me.
I don't know your face like that.
I had a magic genie left. I rub these situations away.
You better be careful what
make
you
make a problem
for,
with war, man.
Man, what you talking about?
Yeah, man.
Man, this mold, man. All this stuff going on in this world, man.
Yeah, man, you know what?
Just relax.
It's the world.
Who you talking to? Don't tell me to relax. See what's going on in the world.
Hey, you being a
dead man. Oh, shit. Oh, I like the day. As the pen hits the pad, and I start talking about all the days I wish I had, and all the things that I'm happy for, but I got a plan, that everybody understands, the way that Mr. 239 be represented, coming with thoughts to keep me going on thinking, counting my many blessings, I'm talking about why a lot of people be stressing, don't understand, yeah, when it was time for me to represent it, you know I'm gonna keep on coming and bringing it with the representation. Why a lot of people be acting like they faking, wanna be hating, I'm talking about a lot of man mistaken, a lot of people ain't happy with what they got in, and like that, no sense in, be thankful for what you have in, why a lot of people don't understand, they wanna diamond in the back, a Cadillac, they want big stacks of money, well Mr. 239 always represent with foes on wealthy, with that flow, that's why this world got me in a mold. I ain't worried about it, yo. There goes the folks, Mr. 239, getting ready to go to. Let you know what kind of mode I am in. That mode of happiness, joy. I'm talking about where I see myself being. Where I'm gonna maintain it, to keep on going. Everything that I've been doing, everything open, manifesting. Well, a lot of people be understanding. Don't understand, yeah, y'all keep on confessing. About nonsense that y'all be thinking about it. When it's time for 239 to represent, I keep it going with the proudest. Why a lot of people thought that they could stop everything that I've been doing, they full of doubting. Fill them up and let them know when it was time for the 239 to represent. Yeah, they start to understand that I keep crowding. Why a lot of people be trying to figure out why I kept on measuring out, I'm a digit. Let you know what time it is, the 239 represent. Can y'all really get with it? The way that I keep hitting, that goes to neighborhood. I'm in a mode they didn't know about. Man, you know what?
Now, see, man, that's what I mean.
I feel better now.
Yeah.
I feel weird better.
Yeah, law of attraction.
Yeah, man, because you just grabbed that genie
law of attraction.
Man, you know what? Don't worry about that. Stay out of my business.
It's a secret anyway.
What business, man?
The law of attraction.
My business. You know what, man? You ain't got no business. Yes, I do.
Yeah,
I'll cut your hand off. You try to take my lamp from me, man.
Hello and welcome. I'm Bob Proctor, and I am really proud and very pleased to be part of The Secret. You see, The Secret literally changed my life around 45 years ago, and for the past 38 years, I have traveled all over the world helping people understand The Secret. The law of attraction is always working. You can never escape it. Everything that comes into your life, you're attracting into your life. And you see, as we understand The Secret, then we can sit down and dictate exactly what we want to come into our life. And with absolute certainty, it will arrive. Let's stop and think of who we are, what we are. You see, I said I am Bob Proctor. The truth is I'm not really Bob Proctor. Bob and Proctor are two words. That's my name. But it's not me. I might look at myself and say, this is me. But this isn't Bob Proctor. This isn't me either. You've never heard anybody phone into work and say, body's not coming in today, it's sick. You've never heard anyone say, am hand. We say, my hand. My name. My job. These are things we have. But it's not me. See, I am a soul, a spirit, non-physical, and I live in this physical body, and I have the ability to dictate the vibration that my mind and body will be in. You see, vibration is a law of the universe. This entire universe operates by law. There are no accidents. And vibration decrees, the law of vibration, that we literally live in an ocean of motion. Absolutely nothing rests. Everything moves. Everything's vibrating at one speed or another. And we can move into a positive or a negative vibration. We use the word feeling to describe the conscious awareness of the vibration we're in. If you hear a person say, I'm not feeling very well, what they're really saying is, I am in a negative vibration. When you hear a person say, I feel so good, what they're really saying is, I'm in a positive vibration. Now, do you know, when you're in a negative vibration, the only energy you can attract to you is like energy. You're going to attract negative situations into your life. When you're in a positive vibration, the only thing you can attract into your life are things that are in harmony with you, positive things. So let's think about this for a moment. Our body is a molecular structure. It's a mass of molecules in a very high speed of vibration. Mind is movement. And body is the manifestation of that movement. You and I have the conscious ability to choose the images that we're going to hold in our mind. We tap into an infinite source of supply, and we choose our thoughts. We can pick up other people's thoughts, or we can originate thoughts. And when we bring those thoughts together, we create ideas. I can create an idea in my mind of myself having anything I want. And then as I take that idea and impress it upon my subconscious mind, which is universal intelligence, I not only affect my body, but I affect this entire universe. Now I know that most of us have such a small picture, a small image of ourselves, that we have a difficult time believing that we would actually affect the entire universe. But we do. Do you know that thought waves are cosmic waves that penetrate all time and space? And when I think something, I control the vibration I'm in. And when I control the vibration I'm in, I control what I attract into my life. If I want greater wealth, I just have to see it coming into my life. I've been given a magnificent imagination. And through the use of my imagination, I can create, originate pictures in my mind. I can see myself in beautiful relationships. I can see myself experiencing wonderful success. I can see money coming to me through multiple sources on a continuous basis. You see, I dictate what I see. You know, Viktor Frankl was a Jewish psychiatrist that spent the war years in a concentration camp. Now, I don't suppose anyone has ever experienced more physical and intellectual abuse than those people that were in those camps. But Viktor Frankl pointed out in a marvelous book, Man's Search for Meaning, that no one could cause him to think something he didn't want to think. And you know, all the great leaders, all down through history, as far back as you want to go, have been in complete and unanimous agreement on one point, that we become what we think about.
Now, why is that so? Because we have the freedom to think anything we want. We can originate thoughts, or we can pick thoughts just out of the ether. And we can internalize those thoughts. We can bring them together and build beautiful ideas, or we can build terrible ideas. But the ideas we build are going to determine the vibration we're in. And the vibration we're in is going to dictate the energy that we attract to us. Now ask yourself, what do you really want? Think about it for a moment. What kind of relationships do you want? What kind of health do you want to experience? Do you want prosperity? What kind of a business do you want? Do you know that you are the architect of your life? You truly are. And you can tap into this infinite source of supply. And it is an infinite source of supply. I think one of the most magnificent authors of the past 500 years was a man named Thomas Troward. And he talked about the spirit of opulence. And he talked about us tapping into the infinite. And he said, when you are drawing from the infinite, you can never take more than your share. Abundance is your birthright. But understand this. You will never attract into your life something that is not in harmony with you. And so if you want more, if you want greater wealth, greater health, more meaningful relationships, make up your mind right now that you're going to build the image of what you want, and you're going to hold on to that image, and you're going to stay in that vibration. This entire universe is an orderly universe. Energy attracts like energy. So just understand that the good that you want is already here. All you have to do is get in harmony with it. And you do that through your own thinking. It's absolutely phenomenal when you stop and think about it. Build the image of the world you want to live in. Watch the film, The Secret, over and over again. Go to the website, The Secret TV. Because all of the products that they're offering you are going to help you alter your conditioning, change your habitual way of thinking. And when you do that, you have changed your world. I did that 45 years ago. I was just a young man, but I was given a book, and the book helped me establish a purpose for my life. It helped me understand myself. And you're going to attract according to your belief. Now, you might not really believe in yourself, but if you keep studying, you're going to be absolutely amazed with yourself. You see, our belief system is based upon our evaluation of something. And the more we reevaluate a situation, the more our belief about that situation will change. I want you to reevaluate the laws that govern your being. Start to understand the law of vibration. See how the law of attraction and the law of vibration are really, in truth, the same law. You can only attract to you the things that vibrate in harmony with you. I'll look forward to meeting you in open programs that we conduct, that Secret are going to promote. And I look forward to meeting you on another series of videos that this company is offering. The Secret is phenomenal. It's waking up the world. This is Bob Proctor. Thank you.
Taco Bell's new grilled cheese burrito is filled with nacho cheese sauce and a delicious three cheese blend. And even more melty cheese is grilled on top. Introducing Taco Bell's $5 grilled cheese burrito box. Order ahead and pick yours up at our contactless drive-thru.
Stuff takes... Oh, what is going on in here?
Uh-oh. It's okay, relax. Watch this.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Hey, Dave.
Wow.
Is that your agent?
The jingle. Try it.
No.
Like a good neighbor,
State Farm is there.
With a sandwich.
Oh, yeah.
And the girl from 4E?
And can I get a hot tub?
Nice.
Find out what else State Farm agents can do for you at whyagent.com.
Have you tried one of these? This is so good.
Man, I can't believe we haven't done this before.
Oh, wow, look at that.
Want a bite?
You're aging. Do the jingle. Do the jingle.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Hey, guys.
Bubba!
Do it again. Do it again.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
In my office.
State Farm.
I think we're good.
State Farm agents are there when you need them.
Get no rest, don't know how I work all day. When will I learn? Memories get in the way. I walk around, I can't hear a sound, folks talking loud, but I don't see at all. I gotta get away, gotta get away. I don't
know where to go. It's hopeless though. Alone.
Well, I spent all that day fixing up to go somewhere. Thought I was late and I found she wasn't there. I guess I'll find love, peace of mind some other time, but I still have today. I gotta get away, gotta get away. I don't
know where to go. It's hopeless though. I guess I'll leave it alone.
Change people play. Night or day, they're just not matching what they should do.
Keep me feeling blue.
Been down too long. Right, wrong, I just can't stop it. Spending all day thinking just of you.
She came calling out my name, so I
know where to go. We'll take it slow. Guess I'll call it a day.
Games people play, night or day, they're just not matching what they should do.
Thank you. one is found. Took a look around and I could see her face. Smile as she came calling out my name. So I
know where to go. We'll take it slow. Call it a day.
Favorite place to kick off your shoes, romp in the sand, and have an ocean of fun. This summer, the sun is shining, the greens are inviting, and the excitement never stops. So pick up your phone and call for our free vacation guide and start packing for fun. Myrtle Beach and South Carolina's Grand Strand.
Wouldn't be able to know by far, Mr. 239 been known to represent. Y'all know That's something to make you shake it till you sweat. Jack, don't leave it sounding out.
Hold on, man. The party over, man.
Yep, you got to get out of here.
Hey, dude, you know where I can find some Percocet at, man? Some hydrocores, dude.
Man, dude, you know what? You're a freaking pillhead, man. You don't need to be hanging around me, dude.
Hey, yo, dude, wait, what's y'all, man? Look, there's Merc right there. Hey, Merc, what's going on, man?
Hey, yo, Merc, you know those dudes right there? You know 239, dude? I'm not going to hang around no weird dudes while we're at this party right now, dude. But anyway, dude, you're sitting here in this chair, dude. Why are you just sitting here and you're not doing anything, dude? Like, are you going to perform tonight, dude? Man, you know Merc, man. You know how I do, man. I like to be like the element of surprise, but since you asked, man, you know, I'm just chilling, man. It's a new year, 2021. You know what I mean? And it comes a point in life, man, that you just mature up a little bit. And yeah, dude, you usually be all up around everybody, dude, you know? What's going on now? Man, you know, I'm just... It's about time. You know what I'm saying? It's about time that I introduce people to my side of town, man, you know? From my side of town where I'm from. What I done did, what I go through, and what it's like at my side of town. From my side of town, you'll see frown. From my side of town, you'll see smile. From my side of town, you'll see frown. From my side of town, you will see a smile. Yo, Mr. 239 up in the building. Y'all know what time it is, man. The way I be handling everything I've been doing with type of material quick. I know a lot of people be wondering why that I changed up my mind frame and everything that I used to say from back in the past. That in the way that I used to let things used to bother my back and my mind back. I gotta put things in perfect perspective, proper perspective for everybody to understand why I say from my side of town you would be frowning. Cause sometimes I used to wake up and I start feeling like sometimes the world was too ugly to me. And I didn't wanna see how things was gonna be because things used to bother me. I used to wonder from my side of town, why was I seeing frown? From my side of town, why did I always have a smile? From my side of town, why was I seeing frown? From my side of town, why I continue to find a way to smile? As I continue to smile and I wake up and I say, man, well, G.O.D. done wrote another script for me. And I'm the main star in this movie. So that means that I gotta get up and live my life and continue to do me. Do everything that I always supposed to do when it's time for me to be truly. Even though sometimes the pages of my life are missing. Like, that man by the name of Wilson. The page got snatched out of my life and as February 12 approached, I start thinking sometimes and I maybe feel like my eyes go from wet to dry. And then sometimes back in the past, I remember I used to cry tears of dust. But then they got blown up in the sky like fairy dust causing cosmic rays. Because of things they used to come through and corrupt and rust my brain. Make me feel like that's the reason why on my track, in my life, I always had to have a smile instead of trying to frown. Because I know why, the reason that I did everything I did, and the reason that I grabbed a microphone now. From my side of town, you will see frown. From my side of town, you will see smiles. From my side of town, you will see frown. From my side of town, you will receive a smile. Walk around like a smiley face on the top of my face. Walk around, used to say that I knew that I was gonna make it regardless.
Because yo, with life getting me dead, I crack a smile. For everybody out there don't understand what time it is. Yo, can you match what I've been saying from the top of my mouth? Well, a lot of people thought that they could stop everything that I've been living about. From my side of town, I always been the one that always wanna keep a smile. People used to see me in the streets and like, man, why you always be smiling? Man, there's a reason for me to keep smiling. I'd rather be smiling than to be violent. Well, a lot of people be acting like they wanna be silent. Thought that they could stop everything that Mississippi 39 represents. Yo, come on, sign my rally. From my side of town, you better believe everything that I've been doing. Always gonna show out and forget a frown. Man, I pick up a smile. That's how I'm going now.
I don't ever ran about nothing. You know what, man? I done told you you shouldn't do that.
Happy New Year! Happy New Year! Yeah! 2021, baby! Yeah! Oh, oh yeah, Bridget!
We're here live at the scene of the crime, and at this time...
You see it on the news almost every day. Innocent people's lives endangered, threatened, and many times ended by criminals with no regard for human life. But you've made a decision to do more than just hope it never happens to you. You've made a decision to protect yourself, your family, and your loved ones through your Second Amendment right. But what most gun owners don't realize is that being armed is far from enough to truly protect yourself. You see, in the unfortunate event that you are forced to use your firearm in a situation where your life, your family's life, or the lives of innocent bystanders are in imminent danger, the result often ends with handcuffs, jail time, and a long, expensive legal battle that can threaten you and your family's future. It's the very definition of unfair. After all, you are simply doing the right thing, acting in self-defense. So why are you the one being treated like a criminal? Why are you the one being punished? It doesn't have to happen this way. There is a solution.
Hi, I'm Tim Schmidt, president and founder of the United States Concealed Carry Association. I created the USCCA back in 2003 to offer concealed carry education, training, and self-defense insurance to responsibly armed Americans who are forced to use their gun to defend their loved ones. In these situations, the USCCA makes sure you're prepared and know exactly what to do. Over 200,000 USCCA members rely on us to instantly have their back no matter what time of day or what the situation is, protecting and advising them every step of the way. But as much as I'd love to tell you why you should join the USCCA, I think our members say it a lot better than I can.
My attorney fees were astronomical until the USCCA came to my rescue. One of the young ladies I spoke to says, let us take care of this for you. And I did feel a sense of calm at that point.
What we do here at the USCCA is we provide education, training, and insurance for responsibly armed Americans.
With the USCCA membership, all you have to do is make one call to our critical response team. We are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. We will help you coordinate your attorney. We will get you out of jail. We'll get you home safe with your family. And we become your advocate to get you any resources that you need while you're fighting your battle.
Without the USCCA, we probably would have had to get a very big loan. We probably would have had to start selling some property. They were there and they took care of everything. And quickly.
That insurance also protects you at home, in your house, wherever you're at. Anything that has to do with a firearm, it covers you, period.
And that is upfront funding that you can use to hire the best attorney of your choice to get you home, to keep you safe.
I contacted USCCA when I got to the police station. The first thing that I did was, you know, I recorded a statement. And then I sat down and contacted USCCA, and I told them what happened. The USCCA provided me one of the best lawyers in the state of South Carolina.
The people who join the USCCA
are law-abiding citizens. You doing the right thing shouldn't cost you everything.
I think what's really important, first and foremost, is complete peace of mind that you're legally and financially protected if you are involved in an act of self-defense.
It's like car insurance. I mean, you never want to be in a car accident, but it's something that's really good to have, you know, if that situation does arrive. It's just kind of like a guardian angel on someone's shoulder.
Our critical response team is trained, we're educated, we're all gun owners. We understand what it's like to carry that gun for personal protection, and we've helped hundreds of people with cases before.
We relate to them on a very personal level. You know, we are USCCA members. We don't just work here, we actually practice as well.
It's just important to me to make those personal connections that make them feel like they're part of our family. That 100% upfront, there for you mentality. We really are there to answer that call.
What the USCCA has proven to me that they can and will do, I put them right up there with health insurance. I put them right up there with auto insurance. And every month when I send them $30, I enjoy it because I know what they can do for me. And it's the best $30 I've ever spent.
I believe in the Second Amendment. I believe we have a right to protect ourselves and those we love. I know that you do too. I've worked tirelessly since 2003 to create an organization that is the gold standard in protecting, supporting, and serving our 200,000 USCCA members. As one gun owner to another, I encourage you to join the USCCA and experience firsthand how hard we work for you.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
What is an overpass? Come on. Question, is that an S or a 5?
I think it's a 5.
I thought so. Frustration loading.
Nobody wants more robot tests. But we could all use more ways to save.
Charlotte, for Rob Ott, for Rob Ott.
Error, human.
Switch to Geico for more ways to save. We didn't build them for the red carpet. We didn't build them to lend a helping hand. We didn't build them to inspire a fashion designer, an artist, or a musician on the other side of the world. It wasn't about identity or self-expression. It was just about building a pair of boots, the 10061, and working at it, and working, and working, until we didn't just get it right, but perfect. And what they're perfect for is up to you.